within the military, there are 19,000 sexual assaults or rapes a year. And that's a figure that has been extrapolated by the Department of Defense from surveys they've done. Only 13% actually report these rapes, because what happens when victims report is that they become marginalized. They are then labeled as having a personality disorder. There are ways that are found to discharge them from the military honorably, but involuntarily. And, you know, most of the members of the military today are in it as a career. So it's a career stopper. So what's happened historically is that they've just sucked it up and moved on. It is unacceptable. It is a violent crime, and the military has to take it more seriously. I have a bill that I've introduced that will take it out of the chain of command, so that if you are a victim, you don't report it to your unit commander. You report it to a separate office within the military that has the authority to investigate and prosecute. What happened at Lackland very recently was that now it appears there were 35 trainers, instructors, that were engaged in a game of sorts in which, after their recruits had gone through the program, they would call them to come to their office. And when you're, you know, newly recruited, you're told you do everything your commander says, even if it doesn't make sense. So they're called in, and they are sexually assaulted. One has been convicted. There are three others that are being charged. But meanwhile, there are another 31 that have been identified as having some involvement with misconduct, and presumably are going to be reviewed. The problem is that it continues to happen.
But the Defense Department and Secretary Panetta has made stopping sexual assault and preventing future cases a priority. Do you think that they're not doing enough?
I have confidence that Secretary Panetta is very committed to this issue. I think we disagree on how you fix the problem. His, you know, focus is doing it within the chain of command. I believe that you need to take it out of the chain of command. And I think the example at Lackland is yet another example, a current example, of how when you leave it in the chain of command, you have abuse. And here you had commanders that were basically sexually abusing their trainees. And this is not just one or two cases. One of them has actually confessed to having had sexual relations, not volitionally by the victim, but sexual relations with 10 of his trainees. So this is still going on, even with all of the edicts coming out of the department and from the various services. It's not enough.